Today, on my broadcast, I'm going to be talking about the five reasons to not live in Utah and the five reasons to visit Utah. So let's start off with the five reasons why not to live in Utah. The first reason to not live in Utah is because, well, Utah is a boring state. After a certain time of night, everything in the state closes down. You can't go to stores and buy alcohol after 1 a.m. Most of the cops here, not all cops here, are sort of corrupt. They'll pull you over for a minor violation and then give themselves probable cause to search your car. And I actually don't agree with that, but I see a lot of people where they pull over one person and it takes four cop cars to deal with one person, if that's not bad. The second reason, besides the corruption with the police, is the political views of the state. The political views of this state are Republican. Republicans are, well, if you haven't been paying attention, Republicans have been passing all these corrupt laws, like the voter suppression laws, as well as the Republicans in, I think it was Texas or Florida, one of the two, passed a law stating that the school administrators can actually check your child's genitalia to make sure that they are the proper gender when going into a bathroom. And they haven't done that here in Utah yet, but give them some time because Republicans are so corrupt. And going along that line, the third reason why not to become a Utah resident is because Utah depends on the Democratic states to help fund them as well as get federally subsidized, because Utah does not know how to manage its money. The third reason why not to come to Utah is because in this state, there is no division of church and state. Utah is ran by the LDS religion, 100% straight through. Our governors, our mayors, even our senator is Mormon. And Mormon and Republican aren't two things that go good together, because, well, as we know, Republicans are greedy and only want stuff for themselves, whereas Mormons are about the same way, at least here in Utah. I can't speak for Mormons in other states. I'm sure other states have better Mormon policies than here in Utah. And let's see, that is what, four, I believe. We have cop corruption, politicians, the religion. In fact, there's no division of church and state. And, well, let's see here. What else do we have that would be a good fifth reason not to come to Utah? Oh, if you're not LDS, don't expect to be dating one, because they will not have nothing to do with you unless they can date you, convert you, and then dump you. I know this for a fact because an ex-friend of mine actually had that happen to him. He was dating an LDS chick that converted him to LDS and then dumped him a week later. And the LDS church condones this activity in their females: to date you, convert you, and dump you. So we got five reasons not to come to live in Utah. And those five reasons are corruption in the police force, corruption in politicians, the LDS religion, and the corruption within the LDS religion. I know that's only four definitions, but if you listen to the whole thing, there's actually five. Now, the five reasons to actually visit Utah. If you live in Utah, some of my reasons will be very valid to you. And if you don't, maybe you should come to Utah and visit. Utah is actually a place to visit, does not live. The first reason is because we have some very wonderful ski resorts here. We have Snowbird, we have Alta, we have Brighton, and we have many more ski resorts here. If you want to go skiing and snowboarding, you want to go to Brighton or Snowbird, because they allow you to do both there. If you just want to be a solitude skier, you want to go to Alta. Our winters here are sort of iffy. I mean, Sometimes we get some good snow, sometimes we don't. And that's, there's nothing to do about that. That's just a weather thing for you. And talking about the seasons, the second reason to visit Utah is because if you come to Utah in the summertime and you go to Park City, which is one of the major cities here in Salt Lake, you will see a lot of beauty going up into Park City as well as in Park City. Park City is a very beautiful place to visit. I mean, keep in mind that when you go there, if you're going to buy something, expect to spend a lot of money because Park City is not cheap. They're very expensive. I think the lowest priced house goes for $1 million in Park City, if not more. That tells you how expensive it is in Park City. That is reason number two to come visit Utah. Reason number three to come visit Utah is because of our big and little Cottonwood Canyon. I've been up in these places, and these canyons in the summertime are filled with so much foliage and beautiful greenery that if you're doing like a video, you need a beautiful backdrop, our canyons will just inspire the hell out of you because they are wonderful canyons. Reason number four to come visit Utah is because of Zion's National Park. Zion's National Park, I grant you, it is many hours drive away from where I'm currently at, and that do mean a lot of hours away. I've been there once, camped there for about a week. It was actually very nice, besides the monster ants, that is. But what do you expect? You know, ants are everywhere. I mean, in Zion's National Park, you can camp, you can hike, you can even rock climb if you actually have the proper gears. You can check out the scenery. Just be prepared that it will be very hot. Because in Zion's National Park, the temperatures actually do get extremely hot. So be prepared to have water with you for hydration and snacks in case you might need it in case you go on the trails and go hiking. And the fifth reason to actually come here to Utah, and this is for the boaters and the boaters only, you know, the ones I'm talking about, the ones who actually like to go out on the bodies of water and go boating and just enjoy the boating, is because of we have some good bodies of water here. We have Moon Lake here, which is a great lake to go boating on. We have, I think, what is it here? The Salt Lake Reservoir, I think is what it's called. It's actually pretty big. I mean, our drought's been not good that this year, but it's a good place to go boating on. And before Kennecott divided the fresh water from the salt water mixture in the Great Salt Lake, the Great Salt Lake was a great place to go boating on as well because there was no odor. But since Kennecott has basically put a railway through the freshwater divide between the Great Salt Lake and the actual freshwater itself, the Great Salt Lake has actually started to have a massive odor that you can actually smell when we have bad rain days or bad snow days, because the odor just comes off the lake and it'll go for miles. I mean, I'd live probably about 25 miles away from Great Salt Lake, and when the rain comes in and it's going to be a bad storm, you can smell it because it'll take the odor off the lake and spread it around. So basically, those are your five good reasons to come to visit Utah, and your five reasons to not live in Utah. But what you do is really up to you. I will not take that choice away from you. That is not what I'm here to do. I'm here to just inform you guys, and I guess you could say give you some edutainment. I guess you want to call it that. So until my next broadcast, you guys have a wonderful and excellent evening. Bye.